So, it's now on to round two. Over the next 6 weeks, Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino will fight for an unprecedented fifth consecutive term, and Boston City Councilor Michael Flaherty will try to unseat him. For a look at the results and a look ahead to the general election, we turn to our political analyst, Boston attorney Larry DeCaro, one-time mayoral candidate, former Boston City Councilor. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Larry, the first thing that strikes as you look at the results from last night is that although this is supposed to be the most competitive race Mayor Thomas Bonino has faced in a long time, he still got over 50% of the vote.
Yes, that's a big number. It is bigger than the number Kevin White received in 79. When he had Joe Timolte, David Finnegan, and Mel King as opponents.
A tough race that was supposed to be.
Very tough race. I think Kevin White was at 44% in 79. So that's a significant number. There were three articulate young men, two of them with significant political experience and backing.
On the other hand, look at it the other way, and maybe Michael Flaherty's way. Mayor Thomas Bonino is supposed to be really popular, but he only just squeaked by with over 50% of the vote. So is he vulnerable going into November?
First of all, anything can happen in politics. History teaches us, however, that the vote will increase in the final election in neighborhoods where the mayor did very well.
Which would be good for him.
It would be good for him. There is likely to be a larger turnout in the minority community where the mayor did extraordinarily well. I glanced at the numbers. There were precincts he was well into the 70s in a four-person fight.
So what's Flaherty need to do?
Flaherty needs to get every vote he can out of his base. He needs to distinguish himself as best he can on issue after issue after issue. He has to engage the mayor both in the formal debates and informally. And to some extent, he has to position him even more than he was positioned in the past few weeks.
What do you mean by that?
He has to ask him specific questions, whether it be charter schools or the homicide rate or staffing at fire stations, whatever the issue might be.
Emailgate, the flap over deleted emails at Boston City Hall, deleted by a top aide to Mayor Menino. Is this a problem for Mayor Menino?
I don't think it's a major problem. I think the people who are concerned about that were people who voted for Yoon yesterday. I'm not so sure if that's transferable to Flaherty in the final election.
City Councilor Sam Yoon fell just a couple percentage points behind City Councilor Flaherty. Is it important for Flaherty to get Yoon's endorsement, which, as we heard in Fred Tice's story a moment ago, Yoon was reluctant to do last night?
I think it would be very, very helpful. The Sam Yoon vote was a vote of the future. His vote was very strong in neighborhoods with lots of younger, educated people. Those people voted for Yoon more than they voted for anybody else. McRae and Yoon together had more votes than Flaherty. To some extent, McRae was a spoiler, if the Yoon people look at it that way. And if Flaherty has the support of those two and is able to get them to work on his behalf in South End, Back Bay, Beacon Hill, Fenway, Alston, Brighton, Jamaica Plain, neighborhoods where Yoon did very, very well, it certainly will help his cause.
Kevin McRae, I have to say that I was surprised when I looked at the results this morning and saw that the unofficial results show that he only got just a little over 3,000 votes, just 4% of the total.
I wasn't surprised. I came in fourth in 1983. And it was quite obvious that McRae would be in a fourth position. And even people who may have been inclined to vote for him, as people who may have been inclined to vote for me, although I received far more votes than McRae did, would probably, when they pull the curtain, if we have curtains anymore, vote for somebody else because they don't want to waste a vote. That's not a surprising response at all.
What about the relatively heavy turnout yesterday? 23% of registered voters going to the polls. While that doesn't sound like an impressive percentage, it is twice the number that came out 4 years ago in the preliminary.
Well, first of all, this election was much more like 93 than it was like the other two subsequently, because there were three significant candidates in the preliminary. When Mayor Menino ran against Peggy Davis Mullen, Maura Hennigan, there was only one significant candidate, so there was no pressure to get voters out. There were three organizations working to get people to the polls yesterday. It was a nice day. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. In my opinion, that percentage is nothing to be that proud about, but it's sure better than what some of the so-called experts predicted. And I thought it would be somewhere in the 70s. Actually, it was a little bit over 80. That's great. I anticipate the turnout will be slightly...
82,000 cast ballots.
I expect that the turnout will be a little over 100, 105, 110, probably no more than that. And the question is, who will be able to get to those people who will vote in that final election? Depends how the Red Sox do, depends upon the Senate campaign. Lots of variables out there as to whether people focus on the mayoral contest.
But again, you think it's an uphill fight for City Councilor Michael Flaherty in his bid to unseat Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, who's going for that unprecedented fifth term.
Absolutely, it's uphill. The mayor has more money. He has more troops on the ground. He certainly has a stronger base in minority communities, where the turnout yesterday was below the turnout in South Boston, sections of Dorchester, West Roxbury, where Michael Flaherty received most of his votes.
Larry DeCara, thank you very much for coming in.
Great, Bob.
Larry DeCara is a former Boston City Councilor and mayoral candidate. He's currently partner at the Boston law firm of Nixon Peabody. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, Ted Seifert, and Jess Bidgood contributed to our reporting this morning on the mayor's race.